All right, so have you ever gotten those chills down your spine when you're listening to like a really powerful piece of music?
Oh, yeah.
You know that feeling like where your hair stands on end and you get goosebumps?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's actually called frisson.
Huh?
And it's more than just a feeling.
Right.
It's like this whole psychophysiological response that researchers are just kind of starting to understand. And
Wow.
it gets this. Some researchers are trying to not just like detect frisson, but actually trigger it and even share it between people.
Really?
Yeah, using some pretty wild technology.
Wow. What's so fascinating about that is that we often think of chills as like a simple, almost involuntary reaction.
Right.
But frisson is way more complex than that. It involves like both your body and your mind linking emotional responses and pleasure, and even like your personal taste in music and art.
Exactly. And what makes it even more interesting is that not everyone experiences it the same way. Some people get chills super easily while others rarely feel it.
Right.
That's one of the things that makes all this research so intriguing.
Yeah.
We're diving into this 2022 research paper where they actually built a system to explore all of this.
Okay.
They called it frisson waves. And they took it from the lab to a live concert.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, so how do you even begin to quantify that?
Right.
It's such a fleeting experience.
Yeah, well, they had to figure out how to measure something as like fleeting and subjective as a chill.
Okay.
So they got creative. They
Yeah.
developed the special wristband that's packed with sensors to track those subtle physiological shifts that happen when you experience frisson. Things like heart rate variability, which is how much your heart rate fluctuates, and electrodermal activity, which measures how well your skin conducts electricity.
Wow.
These are tiny changes that you might not even notice,
Right.
but they're like fingerprints of your body's response to stimuli like music.
That's so cool. So they're basically like eavesdropping on your body's reactions in real time.
Yeah, basically.
But frisson is so quick, how do you even catch it happening?
Oh, that was a big challenge.
Right.
What they did was they trained a machine learning model using data from volunteers.
Okay.
And these volunteers listened to music while wearing the wristbands,
Huh?
and they pressed a button every time they felt frisson. And can you believe that they actually achieved over 85% accuracy in detecting it just from those subtle bodily responses?
85%. That's like having a device that can practically read your emotional reactions to music.
I know, it's amazing.
That's wild. So they figured out how to detect it, but did they actually manage to create frisson artificially too?
They did, and this is where it gets really, really interesting.
Okay.
They developed a neck band equipped with these things called Peltier thermoelectric cooler modules.
Yeah.
Essentially, they produce very precise bursts of cold on the back of your neck.
Oh.
Imagine feeling a sudden chill, not from the AC,
Right.
but from a device designed to trigger that exact feeling.
Wow.
That's what they were going for.
So they're basically trying to hack the chills down your spine feeling, but artificially. Did it
Exactly.
work?
You wouldn't believe it, but it did.
Really?
A whopping 93% of the volunteers who wore the neck band reported feeling frisson from it.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
93%.
Yeah.
So they found a way to make someone feel chills on demand.
It seems so.
That's some next level stuff. Hold on. They didn't stop there, did they? Didn't they take this whole thing to a whole other level with a real live concert? So you're telling me they built this device that can like give you chills whenever, and then they're like, let's take this show on the road.
Yeah, they really wanted to see if this could work outside the lab
Okay.
in a setting where like people were actually caught up in a performance, you know,
Yeah.
experiencing like a whole range of emotions.
Yeah.
So they set up this concert
Okay.
at the Kawasaki Symphony Hall assembly room.
Wow, fancy.
Right?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Very cool. So what kind of music are we talking here? Are we talking like polka,
Yeah.
disco?
Think more like Chopin and Beethoven.
Okay.
With a little ambient electronic music kind of mixed in.
Interesting.
They had five professional musicians, so it was a pretty high quality performance.
Wow, so you've got this very unique concert experience,
Yeah.
and then they bring in the tech?
Right.
Did they just like let everyone loose with the chill-inducing neck bands? How did this even work?
So picture this. They
Okay.
divided the audience into two groups.
Okay.
Half the audience wore both the wristband and the neck band.
Okay.
We'll call them the sharing group.
Okay.
The other half, the control group, only had the wristband.
Gotcha.
And here's the best part. People could switch between the groups whenever they felt like it.
Oh, that's cool. So if someone in the sharing group was feeling the frisson,
Yes.
their neck band would trigger the neck bands of others nearby.
That was the idea.
Like a chain reaction of chills.
Exactly.
Did anyone start the wave?
Well, they wanted to see if they could create that ripple effect of frisson throughout the audience, like a wave of shared sensation.
That's so cool.
Now, remember, they were measuring all of this with those wristbands, tracking people's physiological responses in real time.
Wow. So did it work?
Mm-hmm.
Did people actually feel more chills?
It's not quite as simple as a yes or no answer, but the results were definitely interesting.
Okay.
First off, people generally enjoyed the concert itself.
Okay.
But when it came to the neck bands, there were some mixed feelings.
Yeah, I could imagine comfort would be a big factor. You don't want to be distracted from, like, beautiful music by, like, a clunky neck band blasting you with cold air.
Exactly.
Not exactly my recipe for, like, musical bliss.
And the researchers did acknowledge that, like, neckband comfort was something they needed to improve in the future.
Okay.
But here's the thing, even with that in mind, the group wearing the neckbands reported feeling more chills than usual.
Wow.
Especially those who said they don't usually experience frisson very easily.
So it sounds like the technology itself had an impact.
Yeah.
But what about the social aspect? Did people feel more connected to those around them when they were experiencing those shared chills?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the trickiest one to answer, definitely.
Yeah.
You see in a live concert setting,
there
are so many variables at play, but some of the participants did describe feeling a stronger sense of connection with those around them when they felt that shared frisson.
Okay.
Almost like a shared, like, we're in this together moment.
Like when your favorite team scores the winning goal and the whole stadium erupts?
Exactly.
You're connected by that shared experience.
It's that feeling of, like, collective excitement.
Yeah.
That sense of being part of something bigger than yourself.
Right.
Of course, we have to acknowledge that it's hard to say for sure how much of that was due to the technology itself.
Right.
And how much was influenced by the overall concert environment and the novelty of the experience.
Right. They couldn't exactly control for every single variable, like someone's mood that day or how much sleep they got the night before.
Precisely. But even with those limitations, the study definitely opens up some fascinating questions about shared experiences, especially when it comes to something as powerful as music. I mean, if they can do this with chills, what other emotions could we potentially share using technology?
That's interesting.
Could we use this to enhance feelings of empathy and connection?
Whoa, that's a thought.
Yeah.
Imagine feeling a surge of empathy when watching a movie.
Right.
Or sharing a moment of tranquility during a group meditation.
Yeah.
It's like taking human connection to a whole new level. It's like we could actually share those deep emotional experiences.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just talking about them.
Right.
That's both amazing and a little bit, well, unsettling, isn't it?
It is. And this research really forces us to consider some big ethical questions.
Yeah.
If we can artificially, like, create and share emotions, where do we draw the line? What happens to the authenticity of our experiences?
That's a good question.
Could this technology be used to manipulate people's emotions?
Right.
Without their knowledge or consent?
Yeah, that's a scary thought. It's like that old saying, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Exactly.
We're talking about messing with the very core of what makes us human.
Right.
Our emotions.
And that's why these open discussions about these ethical dilemmas are so important.
Yeah.
We need to be thinking about these things now before this technology becomes even more advanced.
Right.
We need to be asking not just, can we do this?
Yeah.
But also, should we do this? And what are the potential consequences, both good and bad?
It's like opening Pandora's box.
Yeah.
Once you introduce these possibilities, it's hard to put the lid back on. So what do you think? Are we all going to be walking around wearing emotion-sharing devices in the future?
I don't know about that.
Will concerts become these synchronized emotional experiences?
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. This research is still in its early stages.
Okay.
The technology has a long way to go, and there's still so much we just don't know about how it all works.
Okay.
But it definitely raises some pretty mind-blowing possibilities, doesn't it?
It definitely does. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought that something as simple as getting chills from a song could unlock such, like, profound questions about technology, our emotions, and what it means to connect with others?
Right.
It just goes to show you that even the most familiar experiences can hold, like, hidden depths waiting to be explored.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of science and research. It has the power to challenge our assumptions, expand our understanding, and open our minds to possibilities we never even imagined.
Well said. A huge thank you to our expert, for taking us on this incredible deep dive into the world of Frisson Shared Chills and the future of emotional technology.
Thank you for having me.
And to you, our listeners, we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this groundbreaking research? Do you think the potential benefits outweigh the risks? Head over to our social media pages and let us know until next time. Keep exploring the world with open minds and a healthy dose of curiosity.